The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I got to witness a man kind of flirting with a woman, and I realized how hard that is to do. Good morning. It's Thursday. We call it Friday's Eve here. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
This man was Anthony A.
Yeah.
Automatic was working. He's working. He's DJing the NBA game. Anthony A and I filmed a reality show that we cannot disclose yet. We can't tell you what reality show we're on. And Anthony was kind of flirting with one of the set ladies.
I thought I was just conversing with her, but Dana's like, oh, you're flirting with her. So I'm like, all right.
We all know that Dana's always trying to find you a girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's like Dana's life mission is to make sure that Anthony is married soon.
Anthony was trying to find him a little hookup. She was beautiful. She said, I'm from Puerto Rico in LA. And he says, I was just in LA. I'm a stand-up comic.
Exactly how the conversation went, and she smiled. It ended good vibes, you know. And when you're blessed with a gift to gab, you know, you shouldn't sell yourself short in any situation.
You know what's funny is she turned on, she goes, are you coming Friday? And he said, oh yeah, I'll be here.
Oh yeah.
Love connection. Now, I feel like
I'm very much a slow play guy when it comes to approaching women. So my plan was to catch and release this one, not ask for her Instagram, and then when I go back Friday, be like, hey, what's up with your Instagram?
Close the deal on Friday.
That's how you do it, dog.
What's y'all snap, girl? Mm-hmm. Automatic was very slow. If I hadn't busted a move on him, we wouldn't be married and have our beautiful daughter and live this perfect life. Okay, whatever.
No, but for real, though, I'd never had game. I'm not going to act like I did. I'm not the guy that was like going to lay it on and, like, as Anthony says, catch and release. My game was, hey, I'm a pretty good DJ. You should come watch me DJ. That's everything.
I'm going to make you dance. I'm going to pick the right records.
Are we sure that auto, it just wasn't that auto wasn't slow. It's just, you're just not, were you fast or no?
No. Okay. We'll
tell fast was, Dana.
No, we were really slow. It took years.
It took a while.
It was a long time.
It was a long time.
Well, I mean, technically Dana was my boss, so I wasn't like trying to like lay it on too thick.
Well, me and Miss Production Assistant should have a weekend of fun.
Who knows? It could turn into what me and Automatic have.
Oh, no.
Come on.
I'm going to stop right here.
National Day, Anthony.
All right, let's go to kick it off by shouting out the farmers. It's National Farmers Day.
Hey. Oh, let's go. Support your local farmers by going to the farmers markets.
Yes, please do. And it is also National Free Thought Day, everybody. So encouraging you to think free and objectively. As
don't let this little phone tell you what to think.
Oh, yes,
it's so
dude.
Scary. People don't read anymore. They just watch a video, regurgitate what someone tells them to think. Don't do it. Mm. Read to your kiddos, and you and they will both be smarter for it.
Ah, yes. And right now, let's use a moment of frustration to unite us. It is International Moment of Frustration Scream Day.
Supposed to scream?
I don't think I've ever felt more connected to an international day.
Sometimes, bro, you just let a good scream out when nobody can hear it. Oh, it gets all the emotion.
When Automatic's upset, he screams enough for everybody. I don't have to do it.
One of my favorite things to do is to scream in the pillow.
Being a Raiders fan, I scream a lot in frustration.
My gosh.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So if you just turn the radio on, we're talking about snooping. Is it okay to snoop on your partner? Go through their phone. Go through their private possessions. And we're having this convo because this guy called in and said this.
It's kind of messed up, but that's how I found out about one of my exes.
So before we play the call so we can see if his snooping was justified. I mean, you're not going to believe what his ex did. It's a lot. I really want to talk about snooping. I think it's an invasion of privacy.
So you're not a proponent of snooping?
No, I mean, I've done it, DJ Automatic, but I don't think that it's normal behavior. You snoop when you know. You snoop when your gut tells you this person is doing something wrong. That's when you go through their stuff.
That sounds
it's true.
Like a lot of think, assuming to
yeah.
me. No, I don't really. It's not for me. It's not an invasion of the other person's privacy. It's a protecting my own mental health. I don't want to like.
You don't want to find
there.
Out something yeah, you don't want to know.
And then once you're already in there doing the act, then like you're already like in the negative. So for me, it's like I don't want to find out something I don't want to know.
Ignorance
if
is
you're
bliss.
Creeping, keep it on the low.
says
the great 21.
You know, I was in a bad relationship prior to being married to DJ Automatic, and I don't talk about it too much because it's hard, right? It's hard to go back. I don't even know who that woman was. Like when I think about it, oh my gosh, I was so beaten down emotionally and physically by this person that I barely recognize myself. But anyway, I found women's numbers, all kinds of stuff in his drawer and whatnot. And he never let me go through the phone. I mean, it was just not going to happen. And this went on for years and he'd always been unfaithful, but I was just getting stronger. And I went out of town, which you have to understand for me, that was a big deal because he didn't let me go anywhere. And when I was gone from the outside looking in, I started to see my life differently. Like, wait a minute, do I really want to be this person? Is this who I am? And I came back and I started going through stuff.
You started snooping.
I started snooping. You found something? Automatic. I found a cleanup towel.
Oh.
It was like under my bed.
Oh, okay.
It had makeup and I don't know what else on it. Mm. And it was at that moment that I said, I am done. After years and years and years of going through this, for some reason, that right there was the straw that broke the camel's back. So sometimes snooping is necessary because in my heart, in my gut, I already knew. And I needed that reinforcement to give me the courage to finally walk away.
I mean, was that even really snooping? Just like, that's just carelessness. That's like pretty much saying, I don't care, by just leaving a makeup towel.
Didn't
that
care. You're right, Automatic. He didn't care because he thought that I would never leave.
Yeah, you don't gotta like snoop when it's blatantly being disrespected in your face.
I mean, he might as well left the condom wrapper.
Yeah, pretty much, right? So here's the rest
probably
of this
use
call.
One, did
this man, Automatic, I'm so lucky that I didn't catch something. I mean that. So here's the rest of the call. This is what this man found when he was snooping on his ex.
I found out that we was together for a while. She got pregnant by this other dude and had an abortion. But I didn't find out about it until I found the letter talking about the abortion. So,
gosh.
Yeah.
So she was cheating on you when you were with her.
Yeah.
Did you confront her?
Of course. I had to tear her out like a pair of holy stockings. You know what I mean?
So it just reminded me that men go through the same thing women do sometimes. That's traumatic. That kind of thing is abusive. It's emotionally abusive. And he found the strength to walk away, just like I did. Sometimes snooping is necessary. But I don't think it's a good thing, because if you're doing it, it's usually something's wrong in your head or you already know something's going on with your partner.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I shop so much that my husband here, DJ Automatic, knows our FedEx driver by name. But there's a reason that women shop more than men. I'll tell you what it is, according to a new study that I just found in Forbes magazine. But I go last in case you missed it. DJ Automatic, what'd you find?
I'm going to tell you five lifestyle habits that are actually killing your sex life right now. The first one is eating too many fatty foods.
Why is that?
Fatty foods can make you impotent. It can give you ED.
So that means that you can't rise to the occasion.
You can't know. Right?
Yeah. Okay, and it just also doesn't make you feel sexy either, dude. It's hard to get down after you just tackle a whole, double cheeseburger, bro.
Ladies, you know what I mean. When you feel a little chubby and you said, keep your shirt on. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, you don't feel sexy.
Another thing that can give you ED is eating sugar, too much of it. It sends your heart into a cycle that actually will trick your little guy down there.
Oh, no.
So this seems to be a man problem. Okay, keep going.
These are all man problems. Drugs and alcohol will do the same thing, too.
I believe that.
Smoking, nicotine. Not marijuana. Nicotine can cause erectile dysfunction.
Ooh. Okay.
Plus, it just stinks.
Ugh. It does. The breath, your teeth. Like, why are you putting that poison in your body? Don't do it.
And the last thing that can really hurt you in the bedroom is being overstressed.
Oh,
it kills your libido. It makes you not want
to
have it.
We're going to bond a little bit. We're going to get to know each other right now. I'm a grower, not a shower. So for me, I got to be mentally locked in to really kind of get there, right?
Focus,
so
man.
Yeah, I agree with that, dog. If you're stressed out, you can't think about, getting down.
That's why we're going to get to know each other. Automatic is always the morning guy. And
we haven't had any stress yet.
That's,
my
so
libido's
that's what I was about
charged
to say.
Up because I don't have people calling me and say, hey, this didn't happen. This happened. Hey, you got to pay this. You got to do this.
Nighttime rolls around the time,
stress the
stop calling my husband. Anthony,
right.
What'd you find?
Yeah, dude, well, that is the opposite of bussin', as they would say. In case you missed it, Webster's Dictionary added four new words. And the first one we're going to talk about is bussin', which is used to describe something extremely good or excellent.
Yeah. So,
I love the word bussin'.
Dude, these tacos are bussin'.
There it is.
You know what I'm saying?
But on the flip side of bussin', sometimes you have things that are just mid.
Yeah, that's just mid, highly mediocre. Okay.
Just in the middle of the pack.
Yeah.
And another one that, we've all been guilty of it, homies, simp. And now that is when you show excess devotion to a person or something.
Especially when they're not giving it back.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's when you don't get it back. You're not a simp if they love you back.
But sometimes when you do get it back, it can rise your riz. Now, riz, there's controversy surrounding this word, but a lot of people know it for being short for charisma.
That's what I thought it was.
When you are rizzing a person, you're showing ability to charm them or woo them.
So you turn the riz on when you're talking to a girl.
There is, dog. You know what I'm saying? Good riz will lead to some good bedtime. You know what I'm saying?
if you're not eating a lot of sugar. Anyway. All right, so in case you missed it, women like to shop more than men.
Mind blowing.
To a new study just released in Forbes magazine, it's because women have a long history of buying things for the family.
Women control the checkbook.
Automatic thank you. Ding, ding, ding. So we're buying the gifts for so-and-so. We're buying the school supplies for the kiddos. We're buying the clothes. We're buying everything, the groceries.
You're buying the vacation. You're buying the concerts.
Everything. Now, with the invention of e-commerce, Amazon, all these, you know, things, it's made it a lot easier for us to do these things. Therefore, we're doing more of it and find it satisfying.
Don't you just
now, the problem with it is some people are finding themselves in debt because they order things that they think they need and you really don't.
Dana does that. Right now, we have 6 unopened boxes right next to the door, which I don't know what any of them are, and I refuse to open them because you ordered them.
First of all, they're for the new house, okay? And we need those boxes.
And what's in there?
One of them is a fruit holder, but anyway, automatically.
Fruit holder, really?
Listen, here's what you need to do to avoid compulsive shopping. Think about the purchase for 24 hours. If you still need it in 24 hours, order it. Chances are you won't.
Jay-Z gave some great advice. If you can't buy it 3 times over, don't buy it.
Yes, sir.
Chill out, Jay-Z.
You know what? I got to return a fruit holder now. Anyway.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Jada Pinkett Smith reveals that she and Will Smith have been separated since 2016. What's the real story behind that? We're going to play that audio and discuss more stories, too. It's the best gossip, the Daily Dirt. Anthony A. Celebrity birthdays first.
Wolverine, Hugh Jackman, celebrating his birthday.
Hey.
Can't wait to see him in Deadpool.
All right, so we're going to start off talking about Fat Joe, Busta Rhymes, Rick Ross, Method Man, and Chuck D. No, it's not a new hip-hop song. It is an attempt to change healthcare in America.
For 50 years now, hip-hop has been a reflection of culture and society.
That includes stories of struggle
and pain,
social injustice,
racial inequality,
the marginalization of communities.
Today, we confront a healthcare system
that has been rigged against all of us.
I think it's pretty easy to figure out if you're paying into a system whose goal is to profit, chances are they're not betting on your life.
Mm-mm.
So, you know, hopefully we'll get something done. I don't know. I would like a government option.
When they pick these spokespersons for these campaigns, it's the funniest thing. Because, like, Rick Ross just got done saying how much of a 50 Cent is. And then now he turned around the next week and being like, hey, guys, they're taking from our healthcare. It's just hard to buy into it sometimes.
I mean, the thing I took from this is that hip-hop really is 50 years
old. Yeah, dude, they're getting old, dog.
Yeah, we're getting older here.
Think about what they said in the beginning. Hip-hop has always told the stories about what's happening in America. And that's what this is, shady healthcare.
Period.
All right, now we're going to move on and talk about Drake's new piece in honor of the Toronto Blue Jays. It's so expensive, they can't put a value on it. If you want to take a look at it, go to @DanaCortez on Instagram. I'm just jealous of Drake's bling. He's got so
many
diamonds.
I'm doing double negative takes on this gossip segment, but this is also kind of what makes Drake detach from like common people and some of the pushback towards his projects is that he's so rich that you can't really relate. He does stuff like this, and I'm like, dude,
I mean,
what the hell, bro?
He flies around in an airplane, like a full-size commercial airplane, a 767.
I don't even know what that is.
I haven't been able to enjoy Drake music because my money isn't right. come on, Aubrey.
You know what's crazy? Automatic said that one of our friends, Mickey Fax, friend of the show, said he thinks Drake is depressed and lonely.
Well, yeah, he's doing all that crazy stuff with his hair, too.
I think Drake is, because he's in his mid-30s now, and he realizes that in hip-hop, that's older. I just feel like with the amount of money that Drake has, it's going to be hard for him to find love, just like it was hard for Eminem.
Damn, Eminem's still single. That's sad. I'm upset. All right, and then finally, Jada Pinkett Smith sat down with Hoda to talk about her new project and stunned the world by admitting she and Will Smith aren't together anymore. Take a listen.
So from the year 2016, which is 7 years ago now,
yes,
y'all have been apart.
Yeah.
She goes into further detail and said that Chris Rock hit her up and asked her out when he found out that her and Will Smith weren't together anymore. And she said, wait a minute, I'm still married to him. So that's the whole backstory of the slap. Hold on, are we buying that?
I was going to say, or that's the picture they're trying to paint.
I just think that this couple wants so much attention.
I mean, she's on a book tour. Of course she's going to try to get as much attention as she can possibly get. She's trying to sell some books.
The bigger elephant in the entertainment industry is that the suspicion that Will Smith might not even be into women. So if, you know,
Jada's the beard.
Yeah, that's what I've heard from around some people.
That's a conversation about a lot of A-list celebrities.
Do you think
him and Kanye will get together?
Oh,
we'll be right back after this. That's your Daily Dirt.
the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Girl Scout cookies, wow, love them. Well, the Girl Scouts have a huge collab coming. Oh. Let's talk about it in food news. It's time for Hottest Hashtags on your Thursday. Dana Cortez Show is on. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
All right, we got really big news. Not only in food news, Hottest Hashtags, Toys R Us is coming back to brick and mortar stores.
Hey. Oh,
they're opening 24 stores in the U.S.
Didn't they just shut down all of them?
So right before COVID, but now people want experiences, nostalgia. They want to go into the store. They want to feel something. Man. They don't just want to shop online anymore.
All right, Ms. Financial Analyst.
What?
Brick and mortar, that just means they're opening up stores
again?
It's
an old school store.
All right, there it is. Yeah. All right.
It's so not an internet store. Yeah, it's a store you can actually walk into.
In real life. Some little IRL.
So think about how long ago they played this song. Almost 25 years. They ended this little jingle in 2000.
I don't want to grow up on a Toys R Us kid. They got a million toys and Toys R Us that I can play with.
A few years back, DJ Automatic took me to New York. He was DJing. And there's a Toys R Us store there in Times Square. And I went in and I played for hours and hours with Mr. Potato Head. Of course, I love my favorites, the little horses.
I'm not going to lie. It was a little weird. Dana, like, she reverted back to childhood.
It
was like back there, like, playing with all the horses and making, like, little scenes with them and everything.
Didn't get weird until she just made that sound.
I'm like, just,
it was a horse girl.
I'm excited.
I remember, though, being a kid, that was, like, my favorite thing to do at the mall. I was like, go, let's go to Toys R Us.
Well, you got to test everything out and have fun. And I'm excited for today's kids, for our kids to be able to experience.
And it's way better than the Walmart toy section.
It is. Like,
that was the only toy section I got to visit. My mom would not even let us look at Toys R Us. She would drive by and say, put your head down. I'm looking there.
Cost money to even look that way.
Food News DJ Automatic.
Skippy and the Girl Scouts are teaming up for some new snacks. Girl Scout cookies and Skippy peanut butter. They got three new flavors. Coconut caramel, which is basically Samoas. That's my favorite one.
I'm not a coconut person.
I don't like Samoas. I know Automatic buys those. You know why he buys them? Because he knows I won't eat them.
I love those. Then they got chocolate peanut butter, which is kind of like the tagalongs. And then they have the Adventurefuls, which are inspired by the original Girl Scout cookie.
Wait, well, hold on. Why can't we get the shortbread? You know, those square ones?
Because nobody likes shortbread, Dana.
Those are the best Girl Scout cookie of all time.
No, they're not.
The mint ones are. I'm a mint guy.
I like the mint, and I like the Samoas.
They're not doing anything with the mint, right? Because the mint doesn't need any changing. It doesn't need any sprucing up. That's why it's the best.
The reason why they did Samoas, and it's the number one on the list, is because it's the best cookie.
I'm sorry, but the mint, that's an old person cookie.
I don't know. Get one of those mints out of the freezer, and it's so good.
All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we'll start with International Moment of Frustration Scream Day.
That's what happens when Dana eats all my Girl Scout cookies.
Who ate the cookies?
And we'll wrap it up on National Farmers Day. Yo, man, shout out to all the farmers out there.
This is such a great way for us to talk about the local farmers markets. I mean, even SZA shouted out the farmers market. You got your perfect peach there. It's fun, and you're supporting local farmers, and you're getting fresh food.
I know Anthony got to see the L.A. farmers market recently, which is like a whole different experience.
I went to a farmers market on Melrose Place, dog.
Automatic and I been there. I felt so frumpy. I was like, what? Everybody's in Jimmy Choo's? That defeats the whole purpose of the farmers market. All right. Anyway, Hispanic Heritage Month, according to the latest Pew Research, there are 63 million Latinos in the U.S., which make up almost 20% of our population, with the majority being of Mexican descent. I want to remind you, Mexican, El Salvadorian, all of these countries, that's not a race. You're native. Don't believe me? Take a DNA test, and it'll tell you.
Yeah.
So do your Googles and look it up.
Latino,
all right? Hispanic Heritage Month.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier today, DJ Automatic gave us a list, 5 things that can hurt your performance during sexy time. If you want the list, hit him up at DJ Automatic on Instagram.
Stay away from sugar, y'all.
Okay, sugar's one of them, alcohol, drugs, all that. But I started thinking about sexy time the first time. It can be a little...
Like, you mean first time overall or first time with your partner?
No, with your partner. Like, when you and I, Automatic, you and I are married, and...
How did I know you're going here?
Well, because out the gate, it was not your best performance.
But, like, you always need, like, to do it at least, like... I didn't mean
you
to
need to practice.
Yeah, you need to practice it, like, 4 or 5
times. Here
like,
we are, this segment was already over by then.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this time, way before, probably.
Why you gotta do me like that?
Well, I think that performance for a man is very different than a woman.
Well, because
right?
Women just fake it. And they don't have
it. Not anymore. I'm not sometimes him.
Some women lay there like a dead starfish, and you're just like, what is this? Come on, this is
don't
boring.
Don't blame the women.
I will say, I've ended a relationship just purely based on that.
Okay, you're right. But bad sexy time is like bad pizza. It's still sexy time. You know what I mean? It's still something.
Still kind of good, yes.
Yeah, still kind of good. You know, it's still kind of good. I just think that men really care about that. It's part of your ego. It's part of your persona. You don't want to be told you're bad in bed.
Have you ever seen a woman get like sexually frustrated? There's nothing more aggro than that and angrier than that, dude. I don't, like, for me, you know, the classic term of, well, still had sex. That applies to me. I don't care if you're not pleased with my performance or you are.
I think men put, you know how women fake it during the time? Men fake that they're upset that you didn't get there.
Yep. Oh, you don't care?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you didn't get there?
Yeah, then he got hit him with like, hey, let me take a nap. We'll do it. Let me take a nap.
Next time.
No, automatic knows. It's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem. And I will remind him until we get there.
I just want you to know how you sound right now in this segment. You just insulted me, and then you're like demanding that I get you there.
I've reached a point in my life too where there's like certain decisions I have to make before having sexy time. It's like, after getting home from a night out, am I gonna eat this late night cheeseburger and these tacos, or am I gonna participate in sexy time? Can't do both at all. Dog.
I thought that only happened to married people.
Nah, heck no, dog. You'll be later like, oh my god, bro. Something full of asada.
Or is he gonna get me there tonight? Yeah. All right.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.